Lesson number 9. We are at peace. Once or twice we have considered the peace that Jesus Christ gives in a very shallow way. This week we are to think about peace that Jesus Christ gives in great detail. What is peace? Is peace merely the cessation of hostilities? Is peace merely the absence of worry? I think the peace that Jesus Christ gives to us is far wider. Isaiah noted the promise of God that the believer would be kept in perfect peace. Now, in the language that Isaiah wrote, this is peace, peace, shalom, shalom. It's the essence of peace. It's the peace that goes beyond peace. It's the peace that lies underneath and pervades all temporary peace. What is it? It's the harmonious relationship of every activity and plan and policy and purpose of life. When our digestive system is at peace, all the digestive processes are functioning correctly. When our muscular system is at peace, all the muscles and the nerves and the sinews and the tendons, each fulfilling his purpose adequately, brings about peace. We are not conscious of any disturbing element, either muscularly or digestively. So the peace of which God speaks is the harmonious activity and relationship of every part of our being. One muscle pulling against another muscle, designed by God, balanced, brings about perfect peace. Now the mind that is stayed upon Jesus Christ will have this kind of basic peace. In part number 1, Jesus describes this peace as my peace. In the world we may have tribulation. In the world we may have conflict. There may be all kinds of problems. The enemies might beset us within and without. There is no respite from the battle against sin. Jesus Christ was surrounded by conflict. He was surrounded by argument. He was surrounded by hostility, criticism. His motives were impugned. There were men seeking to kill him. But his relationship to his environment, to himself, to the purposes of God, all were at peace. This is my peace that I will give you, that I will leave with you, that is continuous. Not the kind of peace that the world gives, but the kind of peace that comes from heaven, with the realization that all God's systems for us, all God's purposes for us, meet with his approval. Therefore, he says, let not your hearts, this is an act of choice, do not allow your heart to be troubled. Quit, stop it, and stop being afraid. Because I am going to give you my kind of peace. Now, since it's his gift, we must receive it. We must accept it. Part number 2. One of the causes of trouble, one of the causes of disturbance, is that we are not reconciled to God, not reconciled to our enemies, to our friends, to our associates, to the members of the family. We go around feeling guilty, feeling uncertain of ourselves. We despise ourselves for how we have acted. But Jesus is ready to reconcile all things to himself and to us. He's ready to do it. And he did it by dying. The word reconciled in the Old Testament is the same word as is used for atone. Jesus Christ, by his blood, pays the penalty. Let's decide that we are going to be reconciled. Some time ago, I had a phone call from somebody whom I didn't know. Rough, aggressive, critical, denunciatory. And I must confess that I answered him back and then hung up. And as a result, I felt dreadful. Why was I, a minister of the gospel, acting like this? So I talked to Molly, and she says, why didn't you call him up? She had taken the message, she had his number, tell him you're sorry. So I went to the phone, called him up, and I said, my name's so-and-so. He says, I know, I can tell your voice. So I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm trying to be a Christian minister, and I didn't behave like a disciple of Christ. I want you to forgive me. His voice immediately changed. He says, I am a Latter-day Saint. I too try to be what is right. Please forgive me. And the sweet spirit of reconciliation immediately resulted. Part number three, Jesus is our peace. When we see the way he acted, when we do what he did, then the results come about. Now, I could have gone around after that phone call and say, he had it coming to him. He shouldn't have behaved like that. He shouldn't have talked to me like that. Well, maybe he shouldn't, but I shouldn't have. And when I did my part, I didn't know what he was going to say. I expected to be chewed up. But he immediately turned. The Spirit of God worked on his mind, as the Spirit of God was working on my mind. And so when Jesus Christ gives us peace, he reconciles. He reconciles both. Now, I think we can take these more than one way. Make the both one. I think that's God and man. That must first come about. Then it's Jew and Gentile. Now, he breaks down the middle wall of partition between us. That is, between God and man. Jesus Christ is the veil. When the veil was rent in twain, the two could come and become one. And the middle wall of partition was between the Jew and the Gentile. Between husband and wife, if they're fighting. Between human opposers. And Jesus Christ reconciles man to man and God to man. He is our peace. He is the one that unites and combines. Part number four, God in Christ is continually reconciling. This is the force of the verb. God was in Christ reconciling. He never stops reconciling. The gospel is the gospel of reconciliation. Night and day, century piled on century, God is trying to reconcile the world to himself. That is God's part. God is working. God's works are perfect. God never ceases. Why isn't the world reconciled? Why isn't man reconciled? Because it takes two to be reconciled. The middle wall of partition must be broken down between the two. I must be reconciled to God. I must be willing to do this. So while God in Christ is doing his part, Les and you, each for our parts, must be willing to accept this ministry of reconciliation and be reconciled to God. And so the Apostle Paul appeals to the believers, be reconciled to God. Accept his reconciliation. Don't resist. Part number five, while God is working through Christ, Christ himself is a merciful and faithful high priest. And Jesus Christ will have to fit himself for this role. He had to empty himself of many of the divine prerogatives. He's no longer omnipresent. He had to confine himself within a human body. He had to take upon himself human nature. Nature that was prepared, a body that was prepared after the laws of heredity had been working for 4,000 years. And in that body that is the battleground of all temptation and humanity, Jesus Christ gained the victory. In himself, Jesus Christ reconciled man to God. And when we come into Jesus, we discover that this reconciliation has been brought about and we accept it. Part number six, in me he shall have peace. Behold him in all his activities. Look at him in all his relationships. In me, in a personal relationship with me. Stand by his side as he is talking and healing. Kneel at the foot of the cross as he is bleeding and dying Tune in to his prayer of forgiveness for his enemies. Listen to his merciful appeals. And as we identify, as we accept his program, as we yield to his will, as we accept his gifts, peace, cessation of all tensions, all selfishness, all ambition, all hostilities, will bring about a positive, creative, harmonious relationship with our fellow men and with God. May this harmonious peace be our gift, accepted by us wholly.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.